Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Blog Talk, yes, and welcome, Blog Talk. Amen. 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 Welcome, YouTube.
Welcome. Tonight
it is,
what is that, 19th?
Yes.
19th. Yeah. Welcome, too. We're now into the final home stretch here for Christmas, and we want to welcome you with us. Tonight we're going to be talking about tradition. And, of course, everybody has a holiday tradition that they like to do. And they're good. And what we learn out of the Word of God is create some good traditions and make sure they have God in them.
Amen.
Don't just and then say, I'm just proud of you, because there's some traditions people have. They don't have any God in them at all. And then they wonder why their family goes up and doesn't ever do anything with God.
Right?
But you don't build a tradition with something with God in it, you don't go to the other things. We don't want that. We welcome here tonight, but you know, Christmas is all over the world, has many different traditions. And you know, one of my favorite traditions is the Candles Messiah.
Yeah.
I love the Christmas.
Yeah.
attached to it. All the families walk behind him, and they go from house to house to visit their relatives. And Ted is for the called wandering.
Oh, we did. That was a blast. Mob at a couple of the grocery stores and at McDonald's, and that was really fun. People loved it. Yeah, yep, they did. Oh yeah, there too, in Albertsons.
So anyway, that's some of the fun things that we do.
Yeah, Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah, I don't even remember. It was so many. Beautiful.
About this now. Let's get a little bit of word on it.
YouTube, sorry. We are.
Thank you. story of your people Israel. Verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Then he blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which should be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. At the thoughts of many hearts, they be healed. Now, there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel. Tribe of Asher. He was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke with him to all those who were before the Egyptians and Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him, was upon him. Okay, I don't know what I skipped. I don't see what the widow, Emma, said or did. She spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And that's it.
Thank you.
Jesus' life go, and he would be as a rabbi and as a teacher, and so they would speak to him, and he would speak to the scriptures. Of course, we know that Jesus very specifically, and when he was at 12 years old, we just read it, as their custom was, they went up to the temple, and as their custom was, and they continually keep talking about their customs all through the Word of God. There'll come a point in the teachings of Jesus when you will hear Jesus say, you have heard it said, and then they'll say, what I say to you. Now, when you get to that point, you realize, hold it, we're going to hear something different from Jesus right here. And what is it that we're hearing? He's saying, well, that's what your custom tells you. I'm getting ready to tell you something that's better than your custom. And there's several different places in Jesus' ministry where he says, yeah, that's your tradition. Child of hell by that tradition. And you might say, well, Pastor, I don't think any of my holiday traditions is going to make anybody a child of hell. Well, I don't know. Just be sure.
And Santa Claus is kind of like Savior. I'm always having my birthday, so whose birthday is it?
Yeah. Now, it's not Santa Claus's birthday.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things, you know, let me see how do I say this effectively. Remember this about the story of Saint Nick. Saint Nick was a wonderful man that truly did take gifts out and give them to poor children. So there was a man named Saint Nick. But when you mix it with magic, you're now teaching a doctrine of magic. And if you teach your children a doctrine of magic, then they're not going to believe in the power of God. Now, I don't want to go down that road tonight, necessarily. As much as I want to say, make sure your traditions are wholesome and they're based around you, your family, togetherness, and great love one for the other. When I was a kid, one of our Christmas traditions as we grew up was we would all go ice skating together. And my dad would off work and we'd go ice skating and mom would make hot chocolate and we would go ice skating together. And, you know, now all of a sudden it wasn't built or based on any external process, I was going to say stimulus, it was based on the fact that we as a family were together enjoying one another with nothing else except us. Now, when you and I look at building a tradition that way, those are some of the most important days we'll remember all of their life. And right now, if you talk to my family, one of the greatest traditions that we remember about my dad in the more recent years is that we would all gather together on Thanksgiving and play dominoes. What was it? Just a time of fun and matching dominoes and playing. and laughing and eating pumpkin pie and drinking, you know, eating cookies and having a good time. But what's the purpose of what I'm saying? It's not built around an app. It's not built around a phone. But all of us have an open communication. Look at each other in the eye and talking about how much we love one another. And now all of a sudden, we have one of the most valuable memories that we can ever have in our lives. Now, I need to take about 2 minutes and make a phone call, and I'll be back with you. So, do you have a tradition that you can stretch into 2 minutes while I make this phone call?
Well, I'll try to make it a 2 minute tradition if you let me in my church.
Well, Mr. Fellows, this is what I know about you, with your years of life and all your kids. You've got lots of traditions that you do. Wait a minute. This is a tradition from Louisiana. It's not going to be the same kind of tradition as we have up there in North Dakota. But what is the purpose of this? And I'm very much will you receive you. Now, see, now she's in her senior year. And she's getting ready to develop this thing. That will be a wonderful tradition. So, fellas, help yourself. Thank you for being well in the dark.
Okay. The children would all join at church for the children in their classrooms. Okay, and so then the couple of nights before Christmas party, and everybody would bring the gift that they had bought for the person whose name they had drawn. Okay. And so more or less, that's the only Christmas gift we would get that year is whatever we received at church as a gift from somebody that we couldn't give Jesus a gift, but we could give a gift to one of our beloved brothers and sisters from the church. Now, this was children, of course. And so the gifts were not large, expensive things. And many of them were things that you made. But it was a way of giving gifts to somebody that they can hold and remember. Okay. And so we would have a Christmas play, celebrating the nativity scene and that kind of thing. And all of the families would have contributed things like fruit and candy or whatever, so that everybody that went to church that night went home with a little bag of fruit and candy or something as a reminder that they celebrated Christmas with their brothers and sisters in the church. And then the next night, which would be Christmas Eve, there would be Christmas caroling. Everybody who was able to go and sing Christmas carols to anybody and everybody, especially the older people in the church that didn't get out before, were targeted for singing a Christmas carol or somebody else. And everybody took part in this, of course. And like I said earlier, the people who really hoped that Christmas carolers would come by, they actually had hot chocolate and desserts and stuff like that to reward the Christmas carolers. All of the effort and the fact that it was usually cold enough that everybody would appreciate the good hot chocolate. So we didn't do the Santa Claus stuff, and we didn't even pretend like everybody ought to have Christmas presents come down to the chimney or from Santa Claus or anything. And
Oh my. Goodness, that was amazing. It was wonderful.
Never, 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 never
We always play dominoes. And that year especially, I had been asking God to make a very special time for our family.
We'll
see. It was a dementia and a different thing that was happening with my dad. I knew this was one of our last times, if not the last time we was with him. And so, as we would normally do, point in the weekend that it became time for us to play the dominoes. And my brother Joe, my sister Beth, she always thinks she can play dominoes. But, I just got to test the bunch of kids. Don't worry about that. And that's why he's a good domino player. They all love it. And we began together at the table with my dad. And I don't know what else to tell you except that the Holy Spirit of God comes into that room. The Spirit of laughter came on my dad. And my two brothers and I. And here we are getting ready to sit down and play our dominoes like we would normally do. And the spirit of laughter by the Holy Spirit of God came upon us. And we rolled around on the floor laughing, literally, for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, what do you think of it? We literally were rolling around on the floor, overcome with the spirit of laughter. I don't know. Am I describing this right, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was absolutely hilarious. And as soon as anybody started to settle down, then another one would start up. And it just was, it was so funny. They were all hanging on each other and just laughing so hard. His dad was laughing so hard. It was awesome.
Now, you can't make that up. That's why I'm teaching. You can't make that up. You can't make the spirit of Astro. Say again? I say laughter is contagious.
Oh my.
It's very contagious. And it's good like a medicine. What do you think why I'm saying this to us today? Very specifically. It's domino is a tradition that they go on in our family. Probably, I don't know. I mean, Brother Dan, his family would come up and they were listening. We were kids and playing dominoes. But it goes way back, probably a really, really long time ago. But, that's, I was 10, that's 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So the tradition that we had established was dominoes. Nothing righteous about the dominoes. But that night, God Almighty showed up in the middle of our domino game. We never did really play dominoes that night. God showed up in the middle of it. Now, you, in my opinion, it might not be yours, but that's okay. In my opinion, you want God to step over in the middle of your tradition and just break everybody out into the spirit of laughter. If it had been clear in his thinking and his speaking together with them was Grandpa laughing and rolling all over the floor. Literally, we were laughing so hard we were rolling on the floor. I just showed up to play dominoes and drink coffee and eat cookies. Yeah, God showed up in the center of that tradition. Let's go back to our teaching for tonight. And the reading that Sister Phyllis read. She read about Anna, the prophet, and the temple. Her tradition was to be in that temple night and day and fasting in prayer. And prayer in the temple, the Lord's Christ that was done. She's over 100 years old, and God had revealed to her that she would see the Lord's Christ. And there she was in the temple, led by the Holy Spirit of God, in love, her daily tradition, her daily life, and get herself to the Christ child shows up. Now, there's only one Christ child, so it doesn't matter what your tradition is, you can't expect the baby Jesus to show up and be dedicated.
So you take that corner slower, please.
No hammer down. Yeah, no hammer down.
Amen, Roger.
What happened? granddaughter called up. Wanted to go to the food bank. Well, the cars were all the way around the church. I said, you know, this ain't going to work. I said, we'll go over to them. I'm really sure that the Spirit said, go down to the medicine center. He said, what are you going to do there? I said, you'll see. So, we pulled in. I had my military paperwork. And she said, well, I was here when I was like 2 years ago. They looked it up and they had a paper. Can't even look up her name. Because everybody in there knows me. And they said, how many people you got in your family? She said, five. And what I knew is my great grandson, one of the workers, Marla, I think it was my name, is. He said, come along with me. Took her to the toy room and gave her a big 30-gallon Pepsi bag and said, put in whatever you want. And they didn't let anybody go into that toy closet. Because that's for workers. They cut her loose and said, get whatever you want. So, after she got that, took it out to the truck, all the toys, and since the oldest one was too old over the age limit, they gave her a $50 gift card to give them. So I pulled along trying to go in, and he says, you're going to need more room. Now, I got a 6-foot box on the back end of my pickup truck. I started moving stuff around. 3/4 of that pickup truck was filled with food, including a complete Thanksgiving dinner, or a Christmas dinner, with all the fixings. They went ahead and I said, well, thanks a lot. And my granddaughter says, this is more than what I got at the food bank. I said, well, thank God that you know, you're able to come here and get this kind of stuff. And she goes, the guy didn't even stay in the room. She got like over $200 worth of Christmas presents for the kids this year.
That is God moving in a Christmas tradition. I love it.
And kind of expression on her face is like they gave her $1 million.
But you know what? You had to do your part, Roger, because you know the situation is how it works. And you had to pick her up and take her down there. Now, this is what I want you to get past that problem tonight. You know, this is our community of faith program. We have to minister to the church and all this stuff. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us tonight. Know about how to help people solve the problems in life. What do you know? And who do you know that's got some problems in their life that needs to be solved? In the next couple of days, we're going to learn about helping those people. Just like Roger, certainly he was going to take her to the food bank, and thank God for the food bank. You know, they helped part of a lot of different ones, and they helped people, well, the aunt's dad, stepmom, take her to a food bank, and they help people, and all, you know, it's a wonderful process.
Well, let me tell you real quick. The state of Michigan cut back on food stamps from $900 a month to $150 for five people that is not enough food. So that person was going to give her all this food.
not to the food bank. What I'm telling you to do is in the middle of your life, find a way to be a blessing to somebody. Find a way to be a blessing. You know how it is that you help somebody in the this Christmas season. Okay? Maybe you don't know freeze your food yourself. And you know of a family down the road or somewhere. Or sometimes you just be in a grocery store and say, oh, you can't buy this. I'm like, not bad. All of this insurance, I got over and over. Be in a convenience store, a gas station. Well, what's my tradition? My tradition is to hear God say, do this to that person. And their wife, when it's just, I mean, a $20 bill at a gas pump. Doesn't buy you much gas to the day we live. And every benefit that you can do in front of your grandkids and your kids, showing them how to care, showing them how to bless, you are now instilling in them. When you think about Christmas, Jesus is saying, when the fullness of time had come, the Apostle Paul said, God sent forth his Son, born of a virgin. The fullness of time, God sent the fullness of time. And no matter what he thinks he's doing in your life right now, God's so far ahead of him. If you and I have deeper goals right with God, God is so far ahead of him right now. You might show up at an event in the future, and all of a sudden, the enemy's like, oh, they just whipped the fire out of me right there. And why? Because we're walking with God every single day of our life. And we're allowing God to get in the middle of what we do. Now, let's say this. I had Phyllis read that about Jesus. Spirit instructed me to say that. Why? Jesus' tradition wants to go to the synagogue. And then, of course, we have many teachers who is well loved by many and got the scroll to read. And then in the book of Isaiah to read, and Jesus read his assignment. Anointed to preach the gospel, had a liberty under the roots. Jesus read his assignment out loud to all the people that were there. And the Bible says the eyes of all were fast and on it. And they say, wow. And nobody gets fit in that seat. The kids weren't allowed to run and climb on it, you know, like some churches think they're not ever told that. Respected, the greatest of respect, and so the kids just run all over everything. Well, they were allowed. That was the seat for the Christ. And on that day, in Jesus' custom, his habit, his tradition, the Father said to him, and when you read that in Luke chapter 4, that Jesus sat down, that's not just that Jesus was tired. He didn't sit down because he was tired. He sat down because the Father said, go sit in that chair. That chair is reserved for you, the Christ. And Jesus sat down in the chair. And that's why that verse of scripture says, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue was fastened on him, because nobody had ever sat in that church. And the whole world, I am the Christ. In the next 5 days of your life, whatever it takes you. Whatever you do, whatever your tradition is, I want to encourage each of you in your private time before you go do one of those traditions. Very specifically, say to God our Father, I am standing in the gap for each of these people that have been here today. I ask you, Father, to manifest yourself during this tradition in a way that everybody that's here and is a part of it will look and say, wow, God, you showed up. You don't have to worry about it, what it is. Don't try to make something up. Let God praise God mighty one. Father, I thank you. This night of driving, make your money in my business. That the angels of the Lord surround me,
protect me, keep me safe in all your
ways.
Amen. Safe and all
I will not dash my foot against the stone. I say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. My Lord, my Savior, my God, in whom I trust. You've given your angels charge over me to keep me safe.
Thank you, Father, for your angels of the Lord that surround and protect us. And we declare they surround and protect Samuel Cottle right now. And as he's driving during this work time, surround him, keep him safe, and cause him to have no problems with the vehicle he's driving or anything else, Lord. In Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen.
All the beasts of the field stay in the field. You're not the beast of the pavement.
Amen.
You're the beast of the field. For I command you in Jesus' name, stay in the field. And I say, angels of the Lord, you are the ministering spirits of God. Surround me, protect me. Flames of fire. Go before it, making the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. I say that. I speak it in faith. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you've heard me speak the word of God, angels. With long life, you satisfied me and all these people with me. You answer everyone who invokes you. Everyone who invokes your name. You are with us in trouble. And everything that happens anywhere around us. Holiday seasons will be thrilled with the manifest presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
And the blessing of God. And you will, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name, you will bring great blessing to each of these that are with us.
Amen.
In the mighty name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I would encourage every one of you, learn to say Psalm 91. Now, you guys have heard me already about four times tonight that, oh my, oh my, oh my. Just went by me and threw a rock into my windshield somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Windshield didn't and won't break. I encourage you, that's the Psalm 91. That says you will try by the lion. And adder. Now the lion is a beast, and the adder is a serpent. Now here in Arctic, the serpents are long gone somewhere. I don't know how they live. All this cold and throughout the winter, but anyways. But when it says that the lion will tread on them, well, what do you hear me say? Stay in the field. My territory is the road. Stay in your territory, the field. And those of you who've been in highly populated areas where there's many deer, it's a statement that you should be making every single day. But your mouth and say it. I encourage you to stop by your wife and all of your holiday travelings. People are traveling in ways that they don't normally travel, and they're out of their normal, everyday comfort zone and way of acting. So, especially if you've got bad weather coming. Obviously, tonight, the cold weather is causing people to be a little different, function a little differently for some reason, but that's all right. We set it in order for them and for us, in Jesus' mighty name. What time do I have now, love?
10:44.
10:44. Wow, it's time to take communion and be finished, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, real quick, before we go, that the food bank, my granddaughter said she knows a bunch of people that are low income. She's going to spread the word to them to go down there. And I went to National Coney, and this lady, told her about going to the food bank. And so here's a person here that needs help. So it's increased of people's knowledge of where to go to get food bank.
Amen. 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 Amazing how fast information will spread. Just do what you can. Now people know where to go and how to find what it is that they need. You'd be surprised how much you can help people. And, let me make sure I say this, too. There's also the people that don't have their pastors. No, it's because they have a sign and at the local Walmart, I need help. That doesn't necessarily mean that they do. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't. I want to encourage you to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove and be alert when you're seeing people begging for money and stuff. I encourage you to pay attention. Because if you feel like you're doing something very, very valuable for somebody that's in need, Americans are known for that. However, I got a couple words of advice. Check out their shoes and their boots and their jeans and their clothes. And see if they're actually nicer than what you wear. Because I've met quite a few of these Walmart and make between $300 to $500 a day. And if you're helping someone, you probably want to help someone. Not someone that figured out how to panhandle and live a very sumptuous life. So I just encourage you to use some wisdom in that. Actually help that somebody actually needs help. And pretty much I would bring people home to my own house in the day that we live, because there's too many people that will come in and mess up the house. Now, if there's somebody you know, they're in trouble, we're going to help them, bring them over for a meal. That's a good thing. Start the meal out with, the meal will last from this time to this time, and then we'll be glad to take it back to your house. But I don't want to make my statement today make people feel like, well, I want to do good things for people and then bring someone over to your house into a mess. Because I've had those, and I'm not going to ask you to have.
Yes, absolutely.
You got anything you want to add?
No, there were a couple of things I was going to say earlier, but I don't remember now what they were.
Well, they'll come to us. They'll come to you right now. And why don't I make my next statement? Now,
this was something. This was something fun that happened the other day. They, you know, near Christmas time, it's always a big pay it forward time. But I've never actually been part of that. And last week, when Joanne and I were headed to the hospital to see Dad, we ran into McDonald's to get a breakfast sandwich on the way, and I went to pay for it, and the teller, she handed me my receipt, and she said, "Your order has been paid for already by the person in front of you." And I was like, "Oh, that's so cool. God bless them." And I said, "And now I want to pay for the people behind me." She said, "Oh, theirs is like way more than yours was." And I said, "That's okay. Tell them God bless them." And she said, "I will do that." So then it made me wonder, you know, how many people in front of us were part of that, and how long did it keep going after us? And I love that, because that is, those are the things that make people feel so good. It's the goodness of God that he put in us shining out, and it gives people that joy of the Lord. So that was a fun thing.
And Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me."
Yeah.
So I encourage you to do things like that. Even in the midst of saying, "Be careful here, you're going to your house."
Amen.
Like we see Roger today saying, "Well, let's go down to the vet center." And Hindenburg that Roger spoke to his grandma and opened the door for her to be blessed. And I just want to see whatever it is that's been in your heart to do for your family that may be different than what you've ever done. Check it out and see. And something that you used to do and make it so much more significant. I want you to, I want everyone to write down these verses. Job 33, verses 14 through 18. And I want everybody here to be praying these verses over your family, over your children, your grandchildren, over anybody that's connected to them. And you won't be devoured by the sword. And I encourage you to begin to pray those verses. Just read them right out loud and speak them. First couple times you do it, you may not see it. But don't just read it for the purpose of reading. There's no value in reading. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you comprehension of what the verses actually mean. And be faithful. And he will do that for you in Jesus' mighty name. Are we ready for communion, love?
Whoops.
Run quickly and
I am.
Get you some grape juice and bread, some water and bread, crackers, whatever you got there in your house. Even if you're at home tonight and you have a whole bunch of people there, just tell them, well, hey, let's take communion with Francis then. Even if you just get bread and water, it'll work. You just turn the water into wine. And most importantly, there may be people in that group that's not had communion since COVID started. There's a lot of churches they're afraid of communion. They took a common cup where everybody sips off the same cup, and they don't know what to do with themselves. That's not sanitary.
have boldness
is no fear in God's perfect love. And there should be no fear in commandment. Now, some of you might be listening tonight. I can tell I've got some folks listening tonight that are new to it. And maybe not even just tonight, maybe in the future. This is what I want to tell you. I thought that looked like a long shot, and it was too. Scripture said, if you sin, don't come when we receive communion. And there'll be a lot of you that will say, yes, that's exactly what my church teaches. Well, that's wrong.
Jesus never taught that.
If you sin, what you need is dominion. Don't run from the blood. Run to it. Don't run from God your Father. Run to him. Well, you might say, well, Pastor, that seems so different than what I've been taught. I know. The spirit of religion has trained people and said to them, if you've done wrong, run away from God. And that's not what 1 John chapter 1 says, or 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 says. For it's this we say. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And there's only one way you're going to get to him, and that's through prayer. His body broken, and his blood shed. So even if you sin this week, I encourage you to receive communion with us. Now, verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation from the depths of our heart. And if you truly mean this prayer, in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Now, if you can say the words, you don't give it any thought, that's a good prayer to pray, but it probably won't have the salvation of that you're supposed to have. Ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you'll give me everlasting life.
So Jesus, I make this bold declaration.
I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms out and just receive it. Say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language
and live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
You might say, Pastor, if you truly meant that from the depths of your heart, you can tell in your life and it's leading you from the inside out. You're being led by God from inside, not from heaven somewhere. He's inside of you. John chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Philippians chapter 3. All of those chapters talk about the fact that God comes to live on the inside of us. And now that God's leading you from the inside out, nobody can get in between you and God. Nobody. But he's on the inside. Obvious, you're happy. I want to be like you. Well, let's all be like Jesus. It's your Bible. And begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. What is that? That's the beginning. That's Jesus' ministry while he was here on this earth. And the beginning of the church age. And you'll see exactly how Jesus lived when he was here as our example. Early church doing exactly what they saw Jesus do as they were in the man. I recommend you get watch some St. Peter's Bible New King James Version. Now, every day you wake up, begin to talk to God like he's your father. Hold him in a man. It's very personal. It's very fulfilling. Very complete. And you might need to take a class. I don't know how many classes you might have to get before I understand all that. You don't have to have a class. But he lives in you. He's already in there right now. Just begin to communicate with him. And to join in with this gathering of believers. This ecclesia is called the community of faith. We're a great group of believers. Walk with God every day. And we're here to the best of our ability. Every day, teaching and preaching to you. Uncompromising. Almighty. Trusting. Word of God. Jesus, mighty name. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements. Ready? And we're going to pray over them, and we're going to speak a bunch of verses of Scripture that explains what we're doing and the value of it, and then we'll receive the elements. It's communion in a different way than you may be used to, but it's really good, and it's really God, and it's exactly what he's showing us to do. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
Thus cause say his graces and power in my life.
I receive your healing power in my life.
And my spirit and my soul and in my body.
In my spirit and my soul and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing broken.
Nothing different, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
From my body.
From my body.
From your broken body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
and the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's receive them right together. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And according to the word of God, you are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and we give you glory. Amen. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. All of these are verses about the blood. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
the most powerful cleansing force on the face of the earth,
the most powerful cleansing force on the face of the earth,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Jesus brought me back from a life of sin.
Jesus brought me back from a life of sin.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with the Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with the Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission.
And no longer controls my life.
And no longer controls my life.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony,
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
And he has no authority over my life.
And he has no authority over my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
I will always be,
and I will always be,
the glorious church,
the glorious church,
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish,
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish,
when you come for me,
when you come for me,
in Jesus' mighty name,
amen,
amen, and amen,
amen.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Father. Just like the children of Israel, I declare it over this body of believers and everybody that's connected to this. You brought us gold and silver and gold, and there's not one feeble one amongst us. We're filled with strength because we receive your body broken. And your blood shed every day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Well,
amen.
Let's sing a song about the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood.
Amen.
Talking to you this week when
to, not busy listening to something else.
Amen. All right, how is our reality?
Number.
know who you are, but we love you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. And we're glad that you're there and you're a part of it. Those of you who are a part of our program this Sunday, very fast and very fast and anger, we're going to be all of our friends. Teresa Dowd and Mary West and Ken Grumbaugh. Listen to some of the people. All you wonderful people, Lisa, Craig, and all of the Mike and Michelle Robinson family, Brother Al Barton. It's just amazing how big God is and how he's using that platform to bless people. We're glad you're there. If I can say your name, it's not because I forgot you. I'm not. All of us put that faith goes away. We love you. Thank you for being here. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And remember this. If your vibe wasn't sure about the help this year, you might want to send a gift for Jesus. My pastor does this, and I've joined with them every year. Well, I might not say every year because it might not be every year, but anyways. Where he actually spends time praying, saying, I want to give you a gift, Jesus. And then, of course, he brings it to the church and puts it into the church and specific things with it. You know, but open your heart and do that, bring a gift to Jesus. You can target that way, and we'll use that money to preach the gospel and be a blessing to other people. We're determined this year to get on the radio, Wilkins Radio, and so if you send money into that, we'll put it right toward blessing and help us when we kick that thing on to make that whole process work. And besides that, until we thank you again,
oops.
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
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 Well, I don't know. Maybe he's fallen off the happiness of Moses. Jesus has never fallen off the throne. Anything that anybody's got going on around the world, he's so far ahead of them, they don't even know what's going on. And if you think of me, if you don't know about that, the Antichrist never has control of the whole world.
Never.
Don't make our enemy anything bigger than he is, and it's crushed, spoiled principality and power. Jesus is Lord and
amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
That's
there goes YouTube. See, you click that hang up button on YouTube. And make sure you click the hang up button.